So this morning, the Torah we learned to be a Refu Shlema for Shoshana Bracha Perel Bat Mindel Sara. So the Yotze for today, it's actually it's close to my own personal history. The founding Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavna, or Yachaim Yaakov Goldvich, his Yotze is today. Very interesting person. He was both a Talmud of the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish, which makes him more of a Haredi persuasion, and yet he was a person who founded Keren B'Yavna to be the first Hezer Yeshiva. So definitely a very unique person. I never actually met him, but when I was in KBY, the conversation always revolved around, you know, the Rosh Hashiva itself, what he would think, what he thought, what the Torah he taught, and constantly hearing his name, the Torah that he said really made an impact on me. So he has this whole long work, multiple volumes, I think there's about like 10 in all, maybe 11, called the Sufas Ma'arachos. It is commentary on the Torah, on the holidays, on different areas of also Tanakh. Mm-hmm. It's always a little bit challenging when you read his work because he's writing, again, he was born 1924, he died 1995, so he's writing with a Hebrew that's it's not modern Hebrew, it's not rabbinic Hebrew, it's like a fusion of the two. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I remember when I was talking to an Israeli friend of mine, some of the words he uses, he's like, my friend would be like, yeah, no one talks that way. Uh-huh. No one talks that way, no one writes that way anymore. So for me, like, either accustomed to reading rabbinic Hebrew or modern Hebrew, I read him, it's like, it just sometimes it can be a little challenging because the words he uses aren't the words that modern Hebrew writers would be using. Nonetheless, he's a very interesting thinker, especially based on his background. Definitely very creative, and, you know, is a mixture of, you know, philosophy, chassidus, you know, Talmudic rigor, very, very humongous Talmud Chacham. And I've always, whenever I've read a piece of it, I've always come away very impressed, very, very, very moved, very inspired. Mm-hmm. So here's just a short one, just literally, it's almost two pages, it's almost literally only a page and like a quarter. And so he says, we know that on Purim, right, so Chanukah, the two rabbinic holidays, Chanukah and Purim. Mm-hmm. So Chanukah, we say Halal every single day, all 8 days, eight crazy nights, 8 days of Halal. If it comes to Purim, we say Al Hanisim, so that's the commonality between, Purim and Chanukah. We don't say Halal. Mm-hmm. So the question is why? Why doesn't we say Halal? Especially if you think that Halal is said because of a miracle, right, to give thanks to God, thanksgiving to God on a miracle, you think that, okay, so just like Chanukah, we say Halal, so too by Purim. So the Gemara says, and it's codified in Or HaChaim, Tafresh Tzadi Gimel, Ein Korim Bo B'Purim Es HaHalal. We don't read Halal on Purim. So the question is why? So Ma'atam says with Goldvich, Achin and Korim. Okay, so fine. It's a halacha. We don't see Halal on Purim. But why not? So V'nemer B'Zed, Shuvas Chalukos. So the Amorayim in the Gemara in Megil Yadad Oman Aleph give different reasons. Rav Nachman Nimek, so Rav Nachman suggests, Kriyasa Shal Megillas Esther, Hainu Halela. The reading of the Megillah serves as Halal. So the question is, what does that mean? We have to unpack that. What does it mean that reading of Megillah Esther is sufficient or serves the role or takes the place of Halal? So he said, but then these din l'hasbonu, we have to figure this out. Ma ta machin shi shinu chacham misamatbeya shal hal b'purim. Why is it that Chazal changed, let's say, the structure, or you would assume to be is the format, there we go, the format of Halal on Purim, v'tivo tachtov est kriyas nusach ha-megillah, and instead of having the typical format of a halal with, you know, oh, the bracha in the beginning, the bracha at the end, all the things where the halalukas were accustomed to. So why we have instead you have the reading the Megillah? Says v'gan ibkrin shol dvarim tzarech lefnim ma divrei halal mitzvah Megillah. First of all, we also have to investigate what exactly does it mean. Where are there words of halal in the Megillah? Right, it's one thing if there was, like, you know, there were paragraphs, you know, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Megillah, it would make sense how the Megillah serves as Halal, but that's not cleared off in the Megillah. In fact, as we know, the Kol Shekein Shul Husker Ba Shem Hashemayim Kol Iker Mitchil Vatzof. We know that one of the big things, one of the big mysteries, as a lot of ink has been spilled to discuss this point, which is that the name of God is never mentioned ever explicitly in the Megillah. So Meidach, on the other side, Matzino Shekavu Chachamim B'Chanukah Purim Matbeya Mechudash. We also know, on the other side of the coin, that when it came to the rabbinic holidays of Chanukah and Purim, the sages enacted a new concept called Hoda'ah, what we see in Al Hanisim. Shekach Sheninu B'Yachas LeChanukah, as we learn in regards to Chanukah and Shabbos, Chaf Alfa Mabet, the Shana Acheres, right? A year after Hanukkah happened, Kiv'um v'yasum yamim tovim b'halal b'hoda. They established days, you know, religious holidays of halal, of, you know, praising, and hoda, and thanksgiving. That's the way Rin Rashi explains. What does that mean? Lo she'asur b'malacha, shel nikvo ala l'kros halal v'lomer ala nisim b'hoda. Is that on Hanukkah, there is no formal Isser Malacha. Rather, we establish one should read Halal and say Al Hanisim in the Hodah prayer by Modim. So the question really is, we're focusing on today is, why is there no Halal on Purim? And what does the Gemara really mean when it says, Kriyaso Hainu Halela? So what Rav Goldbach explains, what Rashi is telling us about, what's unique about Hanukkah and Purim, Klomar Shechaluka Hi Kfius Yom Tov Shal Devrayam Mimado Shal Torah. There is an essential qualitative difference between the rabbinic holidays of Hanukkah and Purim and the holidays of the Torah. Shachalos shem yodo shel Torah hu, b'masha yom hu yom shel shvisa v'hitnatkut, mafruyos chaye yom yom yomayim. He says, definitionally, what makes Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, what makes them holidays, which makes them yom tovim, is that they have an Isser Malacha. That it is prohibited to work on them, as Goldbach explains, that they're supposed to be a hitnakut, which kind of has a negative connotation. They could talk about the, you think about Gush Katif, the hitnakut, right, dispersal, is to make us removed, completely detached from the afrariyut. What's afar? Like the dirtiness, the meaning is like the grayness, the chumriyut of the day in, the day out. Meaning the goal of, something we have to think about this, which is that when we think about Shabbos or Yom Tov, a lot of times we focus on things we can't do. But as the Malamed points out, as Pnei Halacha, the goal of those thou shall nots is to create a certain experience. The reason why I don't do Malacha, for example, on Shabbos is because Shabbos is a time of Me'il Olam Haba. This is a taste of the next world. And the next world, all my work is going to be done for me. And therefore, if I even start to do any Malachos, I'm completely destroying that dream-like state I'm trying to live in on Shabbos. So on Yom Tov, I'm trying to live in a state of Lifnei Hashem, and by engaging in certain Malachos, it takes me away from that experience. But that is the definition of Yom Tov and Shabbos. It's all about disconnecting us from the day in, the day out. However, of a Yom Tov Shal Devrayam, lo nasar b'malacha, when it comes to Hanukkah and Purim, there is no formal prohibition to work. Avahu nikva ki yom shal halal v'hoda. What is definitional about Hanukkah and Purim, see, we're focusing on Purim, is that it is a day of halal and hoda. V'zegufa toras kviyas yom tov shalom. This is what actually makes it what it is. Right? The ingredients of Hanukkah and Purim is that it encompasses and exhibits halal v'hoda. So this is Shemayin Amina Mina. Shezeh she'omer malanisim v'hoda. Eno midin haskaras mina ma'ora kim yom tov shal Torah. Elhu midin hodal hanes. He says there's also a qualitative difference between, you know, the davening, the benching we do on the rabbinic holidays versus the biblical holidays. On the biblical holidays, we also have a mentioning of the day, which is Yal V'Yavo, right? In Modim and in benching, we mention Yal V'Yavo, but that he says, but this is, but we know on the rabbinic holidays, we also have a mentioning of the holiday, which is Al Anisim. So he says, but nevertheless, those things aren't similar. They're actually qualitatively different. They serve different functions, just like the days of Yom Tov and Shabbos versus the rabbinic holidays of Hanukkah and Purim are also qualitatively different. So the question is, fine, he maps this out. There's this qualitative difference. The question is though, he didn't answer his question. His question is, why is it that Purim's different? Why is it that Purim is we suffice with the reading of the Megillah instead of Halal? And in fact, the Megillah doesn't seem to be a religious text at all. It's a story. It doesn't mention God at all. It doesn't mention our saving, you know, being thankful to God for being saved and having that salvation. So the question is, how and in what way does the Megillah express the Halal? So I think this notion of Hoda is the critical component. Because what does Hoda mean?
Gratitude.
Right? Meaning, it's in order to be grateful towards another person, to admit, right, it's also modeh, it's also part of that rule, is that you have to recognize the other person. Right? That if I recognize what you did for me, can I be modeh to you? Can I be grateful towards you? So he says, but one of the struggles is, it's no coincidence that Purim and Hanukkah represent like the last two holidays the Jewish people have. Because it really sets the goal and the perspective of how we can flourish even in the Galus. Because being modeh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that I have to recognize the HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in a moment when it's not clear. I mean, in a certain sense, Purim, according to many, you know, thinkers, is even a greater holiday than Hanukkah. In fact, as we saw a couple weeks ago, was last week, it's even greater than Yom Kippur, which is one of the holiest days of the year. Because really on this day of Purim, the whole goal is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darkness. to realize that that darkness is just an illusion. Be able to, as we said before, to connect the dots, to recognize where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and therefore I can actually make the Hodah. If I make a Hodah, if I read the Megillah, and I celebrate Purim without realizing the broader theme and message of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I can be Modeh, to give Hodah, then I've lost the purpose. And so that's when we read a text, read a Megillah, that never mentions God, because the goal for us is to see where God is in that text, even though on the surface, it seems like He's not there. You know, Chazal say that whenever it says HaMelech, it refers to HaMelech HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's already beneath the surface. On the surface, who's it talking about? It's talking about Achashverosh. And so the goal of Purim is for us to be able to see that beneath the surface, beyond what's going on in our crazy lives and the crazy world we live in, there's a plan, there's a master plan, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And for us to go down is to reach down beneath that. Perhaps, it might not be so far-fetched to say, that's why we have to drink on Purim. Because when we live our normal lives with our normal states of consciousness, you get very caught up in the superficiality of life. You know, who's running the world, what the United Nations are saying, what you know the government's saying. We get very caught up in that. What our teachers are saying, what professors are saying, the work we have to do. It's very easy to get caught up in the superficiality of things that are going on. And one of the byproducts of being drunk is that it takes away that superficiality. I mean, sometimes, if it's not done correctly, it can actually result in harm, in terrible things. But the goal of Purim, perhaps the dream, why we're chayiv inish levesume, is to realize what's lurking beneath the surface. In fact, what does the Gemara say? What's the shear of drinking? Yeah, adlu yada bein, arur haman, ubaruch morarachai. You ever think about that for a second? You ever pause to think about this? I heard this recently from Joey Rosenfeld. How crazy is that? Because what does it really mean? That I have to get so drunk that I cannot tell the difference between the absolute evil of Haman and the absolute good of Mordechai. Meaning on the surface, the world we live in a world of dichotomies. There's good and bad. Republican, Democrat, left, right, liberal, conservative, that's, you know, capitalist, socialist. We live in very big and dichotomous world. Rich, poor, ugly, good looking. This world of twos, of dichotomies. And perhaps the whole point of Purim is to get to a point where we realize the shadow of those dichotomies. Realize that there's an underlying unity beneath those. But it's an avodah. It's not just us, you know, remembering yeshiva to just get drunk. It's like, yeah, we're singing. It's like, but we had a good time. But really get to the core of the root of the avodah of Purim, which is to get down and to internalize for ourselves that beneath the surface of the superficiality of our lives, which is the Megillah, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's HaMelech, not just Achashverosh, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so perhaps that's what it is. That's why it's Kriyasa Hainu Halela. Because the greatest Halel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to recognize that our regular daily lives contain within it HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just the Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's very easy. I have no work. Hopefully I have no work. I'm able to reflect and to meditate upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. But during the regular day, during Chol, our regular day on Thursday when I have classes and I have work and I have meetings, to stop and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's here in the most deepest way, that's an avodah. But if we're able to do that, that's the greatest halal possible. It could be that's why, says Rav Goldvich, why Kriyasa Han Halela, to read the Megillah, is the halal of Purim. Because that's the deepest level to recognize Kosh Baruch Hu's presence in our lives.